once in a while. So a part of my ideal space would be a few days of synchronous learning throughout the year, maybe even a week in total. Because you do need space to yourself. You do need time to teach yourself, but you also need time to, like, make sure you actually know the material and aren't just, like, blankly listening. Having less people in the classroom was a little better for me. Through email and through private Zoom meetings with my teachers, I felt like I understood the material a little better. I could just kind of shout out and ask any questions that I had, or if I really had something specific to talk about, I didn't have to wait the entire class period to ask that question. So I definitely would keep the whole social distancing and allowing less people in the classroom, because it makes you connect with all the people in your class as opposed to having 25. If you have 8, you know these people, you understand their ideas, and you're constantly talking to them. So that's probably something I would add.
Something that happened for, I think, most, if not all, Pittsburgh Public Schools students, we had What I Need Wednesday, and we would have to log into homeroom, and that was it. It was at, like, maybe 10 o'clock-ish. I'm not exactly sure the time, but it was nice because we got to sleep in, and then we had the opportunity to catch up on all of our work and make sure that a last final detail on a project was perfect, and just kind of have that break from our teachers and that break from just, like, the stress of online school. That was super helpful, and I think that they should continue it. And I think the teachers also enjoyed it too, because they didn't have to go into the building and they could stay at home as well, because it's stressful for teachers to have to go into school, teach to a computer, teach to in-person students. Everyone just needed a day to just have a break.
So during the school year, there was a lot of half days. I think they were on Wednesdays, like the last few months or so. And I think during in-person school, whenever there are half days, it would be good if there was, like, an option to stay at home since it's a half day and just complete the work asynchronously or online. I think that's something that would be beneficial, because it would save time and you wouldn't really be missing a lot. And anything that you're missing would just be completed online. That's something that I think would be a good add-on. Before we go, and because virtual learning will likely always be a part of our lives, share one tip from your own experience to get the most out of an online learning experience.
In a virtual experience, when you aren't able to rely on others as much to push yourself, you really have to make the effort to put in that extra 20% to push yourself and not let yourself down.
As long as you're pushing out the most work that you can at one point while still being mentally healthy and physically healthy, the world will take what you have. And you can always improve, but it's okay to be at your limit and stop. You don't have to push yourself super far.
I would say to keep yourself busy, whether that's reading a book or exercising, just keep your mind moving. So have some sort of motivation for you to want to reach your next goal, so you're not sitting in your own thoughts all the time.
I think it's important to go outdoors and sort of get away from this online environment all 24/7, because whenever you're on your computer 5 days a week for the virtual school year, it can definitely be a lot of just staying in one place and staring at your screen. So I think it's important to, whenever you go outdoors, whether it's going on walks, hanging out with your friends, just being out in the real world, it can really help you back whenever you're in that online learning experience.
Thanks to Morgan and Lance for joining us today.
This Youth Takeover edition of the Remaking Tomorrow podcast is a collaboration of Remake Learning, Knowledge Works, and SLB Radio Productions. Opinions solely reflect those of the individual speaking.
Remaking Tomorrow is powered by Remake Learning, a Pittsburgh-based network of people and organizations that ignites engaging, relevant, and equitable learning practices in support of young people navigating rapid social and technological change. Learn more at remakelearning.org.
Subscribe to the Remake Learning podcast called Remaking Tomorrow, wherever you look for podcasts. And I hope you enjoyed that episode. Hello to Melinda. Nice to have you tuned in. And also hello to Jeremy. Thanks for your kind notes. And Susie, I got yours too. You picked a great day to tune in, because Slim Forsyth is here. He's going to be playing in our next hour along with Gene Gelbloom. Stick around for that, broadcasting live. Is there any other way? From historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, Tad Whistle is here filling in for Chad Green. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ Grove City. Coming back soon, we hope, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
This old guitar climbed many mountains, and this old guitar crossed many seas, and every night as I lay dreaming, this old guitar lies next to me. We started on that road together, rolling down that long highway. Seen sunny days and inclement weather. One more time, let me hear you say, I'm just an old wooden box with some wires on the top. You can hear every note of the blues in what I sing. Just hold me when you're down, Lord, and wrap your arms around and play that chord again. Let it ring. This old guitar's danced in heaven. This old guitar's run through hell. Keeps in tune most nights, it keeps a secret. It tells a story, Lord, and it tells it well. Too many times I've been abandoned. Too many times I'm just too blind to see. But every time I up and pack my suitcase, this old guitar starts to call in me. I'm just an old wooden box with some wires upon the top, but you can hear every note of the blues in what I sing. Just hold me when you're down, Lord, and wrap your arms around and play that chord again and let it ring. This old guitar has been my savior. This old guitar's been there to see me through. And you never know these days about gods and lovers, but I know it all when I'm holding you. It keeps on ringing through. This old guitar looks like it's me and you. Ooh. Yeah. Looks like it's just me and you again. Yeah.
There, you've got Jonathan Edwards. Also, just released a... Oh, no, he didn't release a new... CD. I'm thinking of John Sebastian, who came out with a new one not too long ago. really excited to have Slim Forsyth with us. He's going to take the stage that is here in the radio that you're listening to in just a moment. And we'll enjoy some live music together.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Well, I am honored because Slim is not playing out. He's still playing a lot, but he's not playing out as much these days. And back, I think it was about 2 months ago, we were talking about having Slim be with us on the air on a Saturday morning, and fortunately, we were able to get him scheduled, and he's here along with Gene Gelblum today. We'll get a chance to talk with each of them and catch up a little bit. Let folks know if you know they love the sound of traditional old-time music to tune in right now as we welcome Slim Forsyth.
Well, thank you, Mr. Berger. Thank you, Larry. It's wonderful to be back in the studio with you, with my fiddle player, Gene Gelblum. We're going to kick it off with one of the very last songs ever recorded by Dr. Ralph Stanley, and it's called A Robin Build a Nest on Daddy's Grave. Ready? Springtime is a-coming to the mountain. By a river on a hill where Daddy lay, all songbirds were singing, and a robin built a nest on Daddy's grave. I planted Daddy's rose some time ago. Oh, the rose, how it did grow. Springtime has come, I'm glad to say, and a robin built a nest on Daddy's grave. Oh, the rose blooms so red and spread its beauty o'er that bed. Next, Robin came one day, and there she built her nest on Daddy's grave. I planted Daddy's rose some time ago. Oh, the rose, how it did grow. Springtime has come, I'm glad to say, and a robin built a nest on Daddy's grave. Oh, rose, how it bloomed. I believe the Lord is coming soon. That's what the rose seemed to say when the robin built a nest on Daddy's grave. I planted Daddy's rose some time ago. Oh, the rose, how it did grow. Springtime has come, I'm glad to say, and a robin built a nest on Daddy's grave. And a robin built a nest on Daddy's grave.
A nice song, and it's good to have you singing it. So how have you been, Slim? It's good to see you.
I've been great, Larry. I've been great. I've never felt better in my life. Thank the good Lord for every day of health and strength that I'm given. I'm playing a little bit here and there, mostly private stuff, fun stuff, walking the dog, cutting the grass, and just doing great.
Enjoying life. Well, Slim, took more or less, gosh, I'm trying to think when you decided to take a well-deserved break, which is a courageous thing to do.
It was at the end of 2018.
It's been that long. Wow. Yeah. And you were, and I hope you don't mind my being direct about it, but you were just playing so many gigs and lots of energy. And it takes a lot to kind of choose to pause like that and to devote your life to some reflection and more time for public service and volunteering and really making a difference in other ways. And I hope that time, which really is still a part of your life, I know was meaningful for you. It had to really bring a new perspective, I imagine.
It was. It was an interesting transitional time in my life. I was averaging probably 40 or 50 shows a year for the last 5 or 6 years that I was in the thing. And I still do feel I'm retired from the honky-tonk scene. I'm not playing out a lot, and it's never going to be like that again. But here and there, now and then, I am singing. We even had two Irish band gigs last weekend, which was crazy the way that worked out. We're going to play a Celtic number for you later on in the broadcast. But, yeah, and then what happened was Needs Hotel closed, which sort of corresponded with my decision to retire. And then a year later, the pandemic hit. So, I mean, it's turned out to be a pretty good time to kick back and try to rethink some things and rest a little bit.
Yeah, and you mentioned 40 gigs a year. We were talking about this a little bit earlier this morning with the trio of musicians that were here with us at 8:30 from the Meanwhile Project, Jason Rafalak, and also with us is part of that program this morning, Bryce Rabideau and John Bagnato, that, you know, 40 gigs a year, it's like, oh, you're only working 40 days a year. No, those gigs, the work is all the practicing and the rehearsal and the staging and the amount of energy you put into a particular show for the kind of music you're doing. That's a lot to put out. So, and we also are happy to have Gene here. How have you been? It's good to see you. It's
been great, Larry. Good to be here.
And are you playing with other groups as well in addition to Slim? You guys are a great pair. I was listening to you warm up.
Thank you. I play with some old-time musicians, a lot of jams around the city have been popping up, and they play a lot of Appalachian fiddle tunes. Slim and I have been playing together for about 2 years, I guess. Mm-hmm. So shortly before he retired, I joined him. But we have found time to practice and play together.
Yeah, you guys fit each other really well.
Blessed and tremendously fortunate down through the years to know, not only as creative collaborators, but as friends, all sorts of talented musicians. And Gene is kind of the most recent one in that long list, and it's been a real thrill making music with him. He was playing with a band called the Stillhouse Pickers that I did things with. I was on the show here with them once.
Yeah, I love the Stillhouse Pickers.
And so I had a gig with the Stillhouse Pickers, and that's how the first time I played with Gene. That was in September of 2018, and then that whole year and a half went by, and the mayor of the city called me up and asked me to do a private party for him down at the Roberto Clemente Museum, my buddy Bill. And so I threw together a little quartet, and I gave Gene a call, and he was up for it. And that was sort of like our first official gig together, and we've been doing stuff ever since then.
Now, I think both of you know music well enough, and Bill is a good friend of SLB's and of mine. I always thought that if Bill wanted a political song, you know, there's the old jazz tune Perdido. Do you know that song?
Oh, yeah.
And he just, you know, like, padudo, 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 padudo.
That works for me.
Padudo, padudo.
I actually wrote a song for the mayor about the electric vehicle project called We're Driving on Sunshine. That's another story for another day.
We're driving on sunshine.
Did that with the Turbosonics.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I could see that. maybe we'll get Bill here as a creative consultant once he has more time on his hands.
He's going to have a little more time here pretty soon.
Bill's a good guy. We're talking about City of Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto, who will soon well, the election's coming up, but he did not get his party's nomination. And I think Bill could use a rest also.
Yeah, I'm
He's
sure
a hard-working guy. Gene Gelbloom is here, along with Slim Forsyth, who you just heard. What do you want to do next, Slim?
Well, when we set this up, it was through our pal Rob Gray, and he said that you wanted to get in touch with me.
Yes,
and then
that's
he mentioned
right.
that you have someone working here now, a new person on the team named Alexis Thompson,
yes.
who worked yeah. with John Prine. And I thought that was really cool. I'm a huge John Prine fan. So when I heard that, I said, if we get back on the Saturday Light Brigade, let's do a John Prine song and send it out to Alexis Thompson. So I'd like to do this right now. And this is called Jet Set. He's going to bring this in with a gondola solo.
I have to say, that's a good pick of all the – I was thinking of – I wonder what you're going to play. That's a great song.
Here we go. That was beautiful, Gene. By a fountain in Rome, I fell in love with you. In a small cafe in Athens, you said you loved me too. And it was April in Paris when I first held you close to me. Rome, Georgia, Athens, Texas, and Paris, Tennessee. Jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. There's no Riviera in Festus, Missouri, and you won't find Onassis in Moldingville, Kansas. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. Babe, we got love. We're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. Our Bach and Tchaikovsky is haggard and husky. Our steak and martinis is draft beer with weenies. No, we're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. Babe, we got love. We're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. It ain't exactly the Flamin' Suzette set, folks. More like the Slim's What You Get set. And we ain't June and Johnny. We played Punxsutawney twice in one night. Long story. We're not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. But babe, we got love. Not the jet set, we're the old Chevrolet set. But babe, we got love. Jet set.
Slim Forsyth along with Gene Gelblum. That's a great song. Oh, and I like the folk processed additions to that as well. Not many words that rhyme with Punxsutawney.
That's right.
There's a few, but not too many. How do you decide you want to play a song? Like, how do you find the songs? Because you are quite a song collector. Slim is a nice kind of Slim is an enigma, right? I'm looking at Gene. He's seemingly simple, but also very complex. I mean, a song has got to have certain values and a certain ethos for you to really want to play it, doesn't it?
Well, it's a twofold test. Both are good, but at least one has to happen. It has to make me laugh, or it has to make me cry. And those are the songs that I like to do.
And some can do both at the same time.
Yeah. Yes.
That's interesting. Because you really can pick them. I mean, the songs, pick them literally by picking them, but also choosing them. You have remarkable taste in what it is you choose. You can write them well too, but
people always say, Slim, you should do more of your original stuff, and I should. But it's just these songs that I play, I just love them. I play a song if it's fun to play, too. You know, I don't want to be putting myself through a lot of stress and a lot of work. And there's just so many beautiful and wonderful songs out there. It's hard sometimes to sneak one of my originals into the set. But we've got a lot of beautiful stuff to play today. And Larry, thank you so much for the opportunity to come on the show and do it.
Well, I'm happy you're here. I put a picture of Slim and Gene up on our Facebook page for you to gander at if you want to take a look at how they are. And we've had so much response, too, to people so happy to know that you're here today.
Nice.
What would you like to do next?
Well, I'd like to do a song now called Amelia Earhart's Last Flight. And the thing is, I have always, speaking of song selection, I've always been strangely comforted by songs of tragedy and disaster, like this one, like Put My Little Shoes Away, things like that. And this is a very good example of that. It was written way back in, shortly after the tragedy in July 2nd, 1937, when her plane went down in the Pacific, written by a fellow named Red River Dan McHenry. And there's a couple more interesting things I found out about the song just recently, researching it for today's show. But I'd like to do it first. And Gene does a beautiful job on this thing. And so this is Amelia Earhart's Last Flight. Ready?
Yep.
We'll take it right to the four. A one, a two, a three. Out on the ocean, a speck against the sky, Amelia Earhart flying that sad day, with a partner, Captain Noonan, on the 2nd of July. Her plane fell in the ocean far away. Half an hour later, SOS is heard, the signal weak, but still the voice is brave. In shark-infested waters, her airplane went down that night, in the blue Pacific to a watery grave. There is a beautiful, beautiful field, far away in a land that is fair. Happy landings to you, Amelia Earhart. Farewell, First Lady of the Air. Mm-hmm. my story of this awful tragedy. We all pray she'll fly home safe again. In years to come, though others blaze a trail across the sea, we'll ne'er forget Amelia or her plane. There is a beautiful, beautiful field far away in a land that is fair. Happy landings to you, Amelia Earhart. Farewell, First Lady of the Air. Amelia Earhart, farewell, First Lady of the Air. Farewell, First Lady of the Air.
Slam Forsyth, along with Gene Gelbloom. If you saw me looking at my phone as you were singing, I was trying to remember some of the other recordings of that song, because I can remember in the mid-70s or so hearing that song over and over and over again. And I think it was the Country Gentleman.
Country Gentleman. Kinky Friedman put out a version of it.
Really? And
yeah.
I also saw Spanky at Our Gag recorded it, which kind of amazes me. I don't know if they recorded it, but there was a YouTube video of them doing it live. But I think it was the Country Gentleman. That's such a – you talk about a sad song being comforting. That song does do just that, doesn't it?
It does. I first heard it there, way back when I was managing ATS. There was this Philadelphia band called EDO, Elliot Dewin and those folks, and they were sort of like a postgraduate funk thing. And I loved those guys. And we would do shows together, ATS, EDO, you know. At the graffiti or the electric banana.
Six of the 26 letters. Well, five of the 26 letters.
Well, I first heard it when Elliot Dewin and EDO did it, and it just blew me away. I said, what the heck is that song? And years and years and years later, I learned it and began to perform it. But do you know what I found out about this was that this song was the first song ever broadcast on television. And it happened in a pioneer broadcast from the World's Fair in New York City in 1939. So the song was written shortly after 1937. And in 1939, it was broadcast from the New York World's Fair, the first song ever broadcast on television.
Wow.
I just found that out yesterday.
That's fascinating to think. And it's only 80, just a little over 80 years ago, which you'd think that first would be ancient history, but that's only a couple generations.
Yeah, just a few years before
away.
I was born.
Yeah.
Yes, well, so long, First Lady of the Air. We'd like to do a song now to feature Gene on the fiddle. And moving from plane crashes to field hospital humor, this is a Civil War era song, old fiddle tune, about battlefield anesthesia. It was a mixture of bourbon whiskey, beer, and morphine, affectionately known as Soldier's Joy. Thank you. Gene Gelblum on that country fiddle.
Yeah, that is a nice way to feature Gene. And I've never heard that that was what Soldier's Joy was.
You learn a lot when you finally decide to play a song and you got to figure out something to say about it. Thank God for YouTube and Google, right?
Yeah, Get Tanner and the Skillet Lickers did that song
back. That was Slim Bryant's old band. Slim Bryant was in the Skillet Lickers in Georgia before he came to New York City.
I did not know
that. He kept the name Wildcats. It was the Georgia Wildcats.
Yeah.
And he kept the name Wildcats. And what was that guy's name again?
Gid Tanner.
Tanner reformed the band as the Skillet Lickers.
I didn't know that. I always liked Gid Tanner and the Skillet Lickers. I think in part just because it's a great name, but they were just a fun.
Honest to God, the other day I thought we should call this band the New Skillet Lickers.
I like it.
Yeah.
Why not? You could have the New Christy Minstrels. Sure. Why not the new Payday Loners? The New Payday Loners. The new, I like it. The New Skillet Lickers.
Slim Forsyth and the New Skillet Lickers. I'm going to sleep on that.
Yeah, sleeping on it's a good thing. While you're thinking about the next song to play, I quickly have to say you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. And it's so good that I feel like we've unleashed Slim. He, has been sort of, he hasn't been publicly available, although he's doing private gigs here and there. It's so nice to have you back in captivity or out of captivity, back in circulation.
Well, it's a lovely captivity.
Yeah.
We grow to love our chains. Right?
Yes.
No, no complaints. I don't consider it captivity. It's wonderful to be back on the radio with you again, Saturday Light Brigade.
Yeah, you're a good fit for radio. You've got it in your blood.
Someone told me I have a face for radio.
I've heard that. Not about you, but, I think about your dad and, you've got this in your blood, so it's always good to hear you here. I can tell you're thinking.
Well, I'm ready for the next number if you are Mr. Interlocutor.
I am indeed.
Well, this is an old gospel tune that the Stanley Brothers put out way back in the 50s. And really has a special place in my heart. I just learned it to perform recently, and it's called The Scarlet Purple Robe. Ready, Gene?
Yep.
It's a story so unkind in the holy book we find, and it tells how Jesus stood alone. Hawks accused and then condemned, though they found no fault in him. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Purple robe my Savior wore, oh, the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone forsaken on. In thorns, the blood-stained red, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. In the common judgment hall, he was mocked and scorned by all, as a tear of sorrow fell upon his cheek. Soldiers of the wicked man smote him with their evil hands. Man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Purple robe my Savior wore, oh, the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns, the blood-stained red. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Words of truth were then exclaimed from the lips of pilot came. In this man I see no reason he should die. But the multitude then cried, let this man be crucified. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Purple robe my Savior wore. Oh, the shame for me he bore. As he stood alone forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of bloodstained red. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe. On the man who wore the scarlet purple robe.
Well, that song is, excuse me, the third time I've been wanting to remark how well you two harmonize together and haven't. So now I finally have corrected that.
You know, that's the first time we've ever sung that song together.
You're kidding.
No, this guy's amazing. Gene the Machine.
Yeah, you are amazing. You harmonized on a couple earlier, too, and you guys sound like a couple brothers. You sound wonderful together.
A blood harmony.
Yeah. Those are the best... I've never heard it. Is that your expression or is that a compliment?
No, that's like when you get a sister act or a brother act or a family act. That kind of blend, you either have it or you don't. And like when Gillian Welch found it with David Rawlings, for example, it was just like a beautiful gift. But it's more common among the people who are genetically similar. And so you get like sisters, like the Carter sisters.
Well, right. I just never
and
heard
they
it.
They call that a blood harmony.
Yeah, I've never heard blood harmony. See, someone comes up with these things.
I learned that from Candy Mountain.
Soldier's Joy and blood harmony. And I gotta like check myself to be sure, you know, it's not shtick. It's real.
Oh, no. It's a real thing, man. It's the real deal.
Now, you two do sound just amazing together.
Well, maybe somewhere back in the northern mists, Gene. I don't know. We're going to do a Scottish song now, so I'm up in the northern mists already. That's what in literature they call an anticipation. Well, I'm waiting for
you. Oh, no. I'm looking at Slim. No, I'm certainly ready. It's so much fun to talk to you. I want to be sure we get all the music in, too. And I was just thinking about anticipating and all the front cell of the song, the anticipation, the waiting. And then it floats down from the mist right into your ears.
All right.
It's fun to watch Gene in the ready position, and then he's wondering, am I up or am I down? Am I up or am I down? I'll let you cue him up.
Well, as I said, we had on a lark two Slim's Irish Band gigs last weekend, one at the private home of our dear friend and avid fan, Jonathan Barnes, Pittsburgh writer. And the second one, we had had that one booked for a long time. And while we had everything tooled up and running, we got a call out of the blue to go play on the Ohio River the next day for the Smoketoberfest, a roundabout pop-up Smoketoberfest. And want to send a shout-out to Steve and Diana Sloan for having us there that day. That was a blast. We opened for Clinton Clegg, who I got a chance to meet and talk with a little bit. So two Irish Band gigs in 2 days. It was insane and wonderful and fun. Well, we learned this song as part of that first gig because our host is actually more Scottish than Irish, like me. And so this is a tune that we've really worked up a nice arrangement for, and it's called The Collier Laddie, and it's a song about a gal who knew what she wanted. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. One, a two, a three... Four. Mm-hmm. I've traveled east, I've traveled west, I've traveled by Kirkcaldy. But the funniest lass that ever I saw was following the Collier laddie. Oh, where do you go, my bonnie lass? Come tell me what they call ye. Bonnie Jill Morgan is my name, and I follow my Collier laddie. Oh, do you know, see yon hills and dales, the sun shines on so brawly. They're all mine and shall be thine if you leave your collier laddie. And you shall walk in silk attire and basket up so gaudy, with one to serve on every hand if you'll gee up your collier laddie. Though you own all the sun shines on and the earth conceals so lowly, I turn my back on all of them to embrace my collier laddie. Now he's gan to her feather, dear, to her feather gan so brawly. Gee to me, your bonny wee lass, who follows that collier laddie. I'll give her hands, I'll give her rents, I'll make her a lady, and I'll make her one of a higher degree than to follow a collier laddie. Her feather then both vowed and swear, though he be black, he's bonny. She's more delight in him, I fear, than you and all your money. Ha!
Nicely done. I forgot how good an Irish band you can be. You've appeared in so many different iterations. You mentioned Honky Tonk before, Irish, the Payday Loaners, and the gospel music you were doing, and also has been great. If you're just joining us, Gene Gelblum is on fiddle. Slim Forsyth is here on guitar as the selector of the songs and lead vocal on most of the songs. And
I wanted to say a couple of things about Collier Laddie because—
Oh, please, yeah.
There's a lot going on in that song that I really like, and three things in particular. I love the way the dad backs up the daughter. There's a scorn of riches, which is wonderful, and there's faithfulness to her coal miner, to her poor coal miner. But the third thing is the father backs her up, which is very different than the way a lot of these old tales turn out. They often end with suicide or murder. And instead, here, the gal knew she wanted the coal miner, and the dad backed her up. So that's one of the things that I really liked about the song.
Yeah, it's nice if, and you mentioned before the songs being so sad. They often are. So many bluegrass songs, we used to call them stab them and slab them songs because they almost always seem to end in musical violence. But they still feel good when you sing them. I guess it's somebody else's troubles, as they say.
Well, it's a kind of a catharsis to it, perhaps. Yeah. Or I think for me, it focuses. I like a song where something's at stake. And a song of tragedy and disaster, it focuses you on, you know, the things that are really important and the truth, the stuff you can't duck in the end. And maybe that's why. Did you ever know Howard Vokes?
I do, yes.
Well,
yes.
He was Pennsylvania's king of country music for a long time back in there. He passed away a few years ago. I got a chance to perform with him one time out at the Freedom Inn in New Kensington, where he was holding court. He was probably almost 90 at that point. But anyway, he put out an album in the 70s called Songs of Tragedy and Disaster. And that may be the first time I heard Put My Little Shoes Away, and I think it was the first time I heard Amelia Earhart's Last Flight. But there was a song in there about a school bus crash. I mean, it was almost too much. But I always remember that, Songs of Tragedy and Disaster. Mm. And so to the memory and legacy of Howard Vokes and his son, Howard Vokes Jr., if you're listening, is that made these that kind of stuff made a huge impression on me. Here's another one for you.
If you can give me just a second. You absolutely heard my phone do a little ding there. I didn't realize it wasn't on mute, but I'm glad it did. Chenny K. Snyder writes from the South Pittsburgh. Wow, Slim and Gene sound just great. Well done, gentlemen. And then, oh my gosh, here's one from Val saying how good you sound. And Lou and Maureen write. Lou called to say hi to Slim and Gene, says they met years ago at the Starlight.
Yeah.
So forgive my interruption, but I wanted to pass
no,
those
that's
notes.
One, that interactive stuff really is a lot of fun. It yeah. really is. Hi, everybody, and thanks for listening. Jenny Kay. Well, Jenny Kay Snyder is a huge part of how Gene and I started playing this stuff together. We actually had a gospel band. That was one of the things that kind of got me back in the mix. And we called it the Allegheny Mountie I keep saying Allegheny Mountie. I don't know why. Allegheny Mountain Gospel Band. And that band lasted exactly until 1 week before our first confirmed show. And then we broke up. Which isn't bad for a Pittsburgh-based band, if you think about it. But as a result of that, we rehearsed a lot and brought a lot of new stuff. I mean, songs were 80 years old, but it was new to me, many of them, including this one. So thanks, Jenny. I'm glad you're listening. And all's forgiven. Just kidding. No, I mean, it is forgiven. I was kidding about it needing to be forgiven. Nothing needs to be forgiven, if that makes sense. This song by a guy who wrote and performed in The Country Gentleman under the name of Peter Roberts. His name was Pete Kuykendall. And this is a beautiful thing. Another one of those dying child songs called I Am Weary, Let Me Rest.
Ready? Yep. Kiss me, mother, kiss your darling. Lay my head upon your breast. Wrap your loving arms around me. I am weary, let me rest. It seems my eyes slowly faded, brighter scenes they do now show. I am standing by the river, angels wait to take me home. Kiss me, mother, kiss your darling. Has doomed my you've always loved me. And my life you tried to save, but now I shall sweetly slumber in a deep and lonely grave. Kiss me, mother, kiss your darling. Lay my head upon your breast. Wrap your loving arms around me. I am weary, let me rest. I am weary, let me rest.
Beautiful song, and that is for you, Jenny Kay. I hope you enjoyed that. I like what you said about all is forgiven but need not be forgiven. I'm sure Jenny understood exactly what you meant. Gene Gelbloom and Slim Forsythe here today live on the Saturday Light Brigade. Mark Williams will be here live next week in this hour. Live music every week.
I just met him about a month ago. He's a hell of a nice guy.
Isn't he?
Great, fabulously talented and a really nice guy. I did a birthday party with him out in Highland Park.
Yeah.
Mark Williams, hi, if he's listening.
That's the thing, and we talk about this all the time, and I know you know this, is both of you. You walking down the street here in our region or wherever you happen to be listening, there are people teeming with thoughts and ideas and talent and things to share. And you sometimes would just never know it unless you take a moment and listen. And Mark's one of those guys. The two gentlemen right here fall into that category, too. It's wonderful to just think about, you know, the beauty and excellence that surrounds all of us.
Boy, ain't it the truth.
So much fun to have you here. We have time for one or two more. We have about 7 minutes of radio time.
Well, we wanted to do... Oh, I know what. Let's do. Let's do another fiddle tune, and then we'll. I want to do "Man of Constant Sorrow" by the Stanley Brothers, if we could.
Yeah, I think we can fit them in.
In fact, let's do that first, and then we'll do a beautiful fiddle tune to close out the show. How's that?
Sounds good.
That makes sense.
Makes sense, absolutely.
All right.
I can't wait to hear you sing this, actually. I don't think I've heard you sing Man of Constant Sorrow.
Well, you should wait till you hear what Gene does on the fiddle. Ready? This is an E.
Yeah.
In constant sorrow for all his days, constant sorrow, I've seen trouble all my day. I bid farewell, hail to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised. For 6 long years here's I've been in trouble, no pleasure here on earth I found. For in this world, hurled, I'm bound to ramble, I have no friend to help me now. He has no friend to help him now. well. Hail my own true lover, I don't expect to see you again. Oh, I'm bound to ride that Northern Railroad. Perhaps I'll die upon this train. Perhaps he'll die upon this train. You may bury me in some dark valley for many years where I will lay. Maybe you will learn to love another while I am sleeping in my grave. While he is sleeping in his grave. Think I'm just a stranger, a face you'll never see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you on God's golden shore. He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Beautifully done, and boy, that fiddle sings, it barks, it beats, it does everything. Slim Forsyth and Gene Gelblum, I want to thank Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras for being with us. Also, Bryce Rabideau, Jason Rafalik, and John Bagnato, Jennifer Salmons from Hosanna House. We will look for you next week here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We'll meet you right here, and we're going to let these guys close us out with the fiddle tune, as promised. Thank you both for being here, Slim
Larry,
and
thank
Gene.
Thank you again, Larry. Ricky, Tad, everybody. Thanks. Everybody just makes us feel so welcome, so at home. This is a tune called The Flowers of Edinburgh, and we're going to do it slow. This one promise that is given, I'll meet you on God's golden shore. He'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Beautifully done. And boy, that fiddle sings, it barks, it beats, it does everything. Slim Forsyth and Gene Gelblum, I want to thank Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras for being with us. Also, Bryce Rabideau, Jason Rafalik and John Bagnato, Jennifer Salmons from Hosanna House. We will look for you next week here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We'll meet you right here, and we're going to let these guys close us out with the fiddle tune, as promised. Thank you both for being here, Slim
Larry,
and
thank
Gene.
Thank you again, Ricky, Tad, everybody. Thanks. Everybody just makes us feel so welcome, so at home. This is a tune called The Flowers of Edinburgh, and we're going to do it slow, then lilting, then fast. Ready?
WRCT Pittsburgh, Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport.
Well, I just don't know how you can interrupt Slim Forsythe when he is sounding so good, so I didn't. You're tuned to 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and the new sound of the Mon Valley Tube City Online Radio McKeesport. It's 12:02.
Minutes now after 9 o'clock and...
Nashville Cats play clean as country water. Nashville Cats play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats been playing since they's babies. Nashville Cats get work before they're two. Well, there's 1,352 guitar pickers in Nashville, and they can pick more notes than the number of ants on a Tennessee anthill. Yeah, there's 1,352 guitar cases in Nashville, and anyone that unpacks his guitar can play twice as better than I will. Yes, I was just 13, you might say I was a musical proverbial knee-high, when I heard a couple new sounding tunes on the tubes and they blasted me sky high. And the record man said, everyone is a Yellow Sun record from Nashville, and up north here ain't nobody buys them. And I said, but I will. And it was Nashville Cats playing clean as country water. Nashville Cats playing wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats been playing since they's babies. Nashville Cats get work before they're two. Well, there's 16,821 mothers from Nashville. All the friends play music and they ain't uptight if one of the kids will, because it's custom made for any mother's son to be a guitar picker in Nashville. And I sure am glad I got a chance to say a word about the music and the mother.